We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Lamed Zayin on Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, two lines on top of the Amud, Lamed Zayin on Beis. We had a machlokes here, Rav Yochanan Rav Shlokish, if you bake something in a pan, is that called lechem or not? Legabi Chiyab Chala, and Nafgamino Bi Legabi, other things also. Meisve. This is a Mishnah Masechet Chala. Hame'isa, the Mishnah is talking about Me'isa and Echlita, both things are flour mixed with hot water. Hame'isa, Beshamay Poitrim, Beshamay holds, if you make the flour with hot water first before you bake it, it's Pata V'mchala. Or Beshamay V'chayim, Beshamay V'chayim. Hechlita, Beshamay V'chayim, Beshamay V'chayim. Or Beshamay Poitrim, Beshamay V'chayim. Sounds like they're both the opposite of the halachos. Ezu ha-me'isa ve'ezu ha-chlita. What's me'isa, what's hechlita? Ha-me'isa is kemach agavim v'gloshim. Me'isa is, you put the flour on top of the hot water. Hechlita is the opposite. Megloshim agave kemach. You put the hot water on top of the kemach. And really, it's the exact same thing. So we'll see in the Gemara soon that really, it's the same exact halacha. Just the two Tanoim here saying two different versions of what Beshami and Beisil hold. But really, Me'isa and Mechlita are the exact same thing. Just two different ways of doing it. But it'll be the same halacha. But the way we have it is, Me'isa, Beshami is potter and Beisil is chayiv. And Echlita, Beshami is chayiv and Beisil is potter. Rabbi, no, there's five sheets all together here. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, Zev v'zel l'ptur. Both of them are potter. V'amri lo, and some say Zev v'zel l'chiyah, both are chayim. V'chachom v'amrim, Echad Zev v'echad Zev. Say, if the water's put on top, on the bottom, it's totally one thing. Asam b'ilfis, if you baked it in a frying pan, potter. Then you potter v'chala. B'tanor, if you made it in an oven, you chayim. So before the Gemara, ask the Kasha on Rabbi Yechanon, the Gemara first asks on this Brisa, on this Mishnah, to make sure the Mishnah makes sense. For Tanakama, Maishta Me'isa, Maishta Achlita. What's about Tanakama? Why Me'isa? Let's say Beisil. Why Me'isa is Beisil Chayiv? And why Achlita? Beisil holds your potter. What's the difference? Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'chein Rav Yehuda, V'tein Rav Yeshua B'Levi, K'machlekes B'zu, K'achmachlekes B'zu. The same Achlekes Me'isa is by Achlita. Metavra, and it's Kasha Adadi, which means both two lines are Kasha Adadi. Mishonazu, Mishonazu. The Tana who said the first halacha, not the second halacha, because the machlokes if Eshame is the machmir over here, Ubisil is the machmir. But they're both the same halacha, Achlita Me'isa. And according to the first Tana, Sai Me'isa and Sai Achlita, Eshame Potter, Mishil Chayiv. And if you the other man, the Yama, Sai Mechlita and Sai Me'isa, Base Shammai holds Yechayev and Misol Jepater. That's the Pshah and the Reisha. But Ketoni Mias, what does it say in this Brayis Lamaisa? V'chachomim Oimrim, Echad Zev v'Echad Zev Shalom Milfis Potter B'tano Chayev. You see clearly here, Chom hold that if you make it in a frying pan, the loch is that it's Potter Chala. So it's a Raya to Rosh Lakish, and it's a Kasher Av Yechron, and Tufti Av Yechron. So it's a big Kasher Av Yechron. Omla Av Yechron, Tanoihi. So machlokes tanoim, and it's bring a brisa to prove it's machlokes tanoim. Tosis right away asks, so what if you bring a new brisa? In this brisa alone, this mishnah alone, we have other man diomrim. So why do we need new tanoim? So Tosis speaks out the Ramaskal Omar that depends which loshen. That lefita loshen of zevazel leftur, that's where you need to have. You have to bring another. That's where you have to bring another shita because you have no tanoim then. You can't use beishamai. So you have no Tanoim clearly like Rav Yechonam, Nehod Yechayiv, because both Maniam hold Leptur, so therefore, we have to find new Tanoim for Rav Yechonam. So the question is, Rav Yechonam holds by Ilfes Yechayiv, where is that Tana? So Rav Yechonam says, I have a Tana like that. The Tana into the Brisa, it says like this, Yochol Yeh Me'isa V'chaluta Chayam Mechala. Are you going to say that if you cook flour in water, V'chayiv Mechala, Tamalei Melechem, you need Lechem. So it sounds like you need a Tana. Rav Yehudaima in lechem alof of a tanner. Rav Yehuda says it's only called lechem if it's baked in a tanner. Break the Gemara. Rav Yehuda in a Tanakam also said that me'isa v'chaluta is not chayim v'chalav because you need lechem, which sounds like you need a tanner. Then Rav Yehuda says you need a tanner also. Hayin Tanakam elav ma'isa ilfas ikbenayu. The nafkamina is ma'isa ilfas. Tanakam is of ma'isa ilfas chayavim. Tanakam holds ma'isa ilfas is chayiv. And the way you read the brayse is like this: yochol te me'isa v'chaluta chayav v'chalav tamaleima v'lechem, and that's not lechem. Because it's cooked, but if you put it into a frying pan, it'll be good. And Rav Yehuda says, no, you need dafka oven. So we have the Tanakama is like Rav Yechanan. So that's Elav myself is now. Tanakam so myself is chayav like Rabbi Yechonon. Who does offer myself is pturim. So that would be where Rabbi Yechonon will learn that's mechleges tanoim. But the Gemara says no. Really, you can say it's not a mechleges tanoim. And both these mandiram can hold like Rabbi Shlokas really. Rabbi Yechonon will hold like that, but Rabbi Shlokas can say like this. Lo the kuliyama myself is pturim. Everyone agrees that myself is pater. V'hacha here can jechazav offer v'tana after you baked in a frying pan, you put it into the oven. If at the end of the day you put it into the oven, lechem kinev, it's called lechem. It's only called lechem if you bake it in the oven, mikara, right away. Break the Gemara. No, if since the beginning it wasn't put into a tanor, it's not called lechem. What's the pshat on that? Amar Rava, my time, Rabbi Yehuda. Why does it have to be about beginning in the tanor? So the Gemara says, "You'll dash from a pasuk." The Chziv, it's pasuk in the Teichacha, Parashat Bechukosai. The Chziv, "Va'ofu esen noshim lachem atana echad." There'll be 10 ladies baking there because they don't have enough eitzim. They're going to bake 10, not enough firewood. They're going to bake 10 people are going to bake the bread in one oven. And it says, "Dash from atana echad lechem ofu atana echad kar lechem shein ofu atana echad in kar lechem." We dash from the word echad the dafka. Bread cooked in one tana is called lechem, but if it's not baked in one tana, it needs two different things. The ilfas and a tana, that's not called lechem. Al kaponim, Rishlokas learned that kuliyama ilfas is not called baking, and according to Rabbi Yechonon, ilfas is called baking. He learns that is the machlekes tanoi. Yosef Rabba of Rav Yosef Acher de Rav Zera, Rabba Rav Yosef was sitting behind Rav Zera in Shir in Yeshiva. Yosef Rav Zera came to Ula. Rav Zera was sitting in front of Ula, and in those days. The Talmidim, only Talmidim in front, can ask the Rabbeim Shaila. So if someone in the back had a Shaila, he asked the Talmud in front of him, ask Rebbe the Shaila. So Omle Rav, so Rabbi of Rav Yosef sitting in the back. Omle Rabbi of Rav Zera, Boyimineim Ula, ask Ula, what's the halach of Hidbik Bifnim, Versiach Mechutz, which basically means the ilfis. You put bread inside a pan, and then you put the fire on the outside. That's really basically a frying pan. An oven, the fire is on the inside. Here, we're saying, Siach Mechutz, Mao, what's the halacha? Amalei, my Amalei, why should I ask him the question? The Aminalei, if I ask Ula the question, he's going to answer me. Amalei, please, and tell me, Haini my Silfus, that's my Silfus, go learn, Yechron Shlokas, you know that, Machlekas. Don't ask me that question. So that didn't work out. Now, Rav Yosef said, I have a question for you. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Zera, Baimene Ula, ask Ula this question. Hidbuk Mefnim, Vavuka Kenegdai. You know what you did? You put it into a frying pan, then you took a torch and you put it on top of the frying pan. Like here, it's like it's mimicking an oven. What's the halacha? Omalei, my emalei. What should I ask him? The aminalei. If I ask now, omalei, then tell me, Raven emalei came. That's the way. That's a poor man's oven. That's the way aniyim bake. So of course, that's called not ma'isa. That's not called a ma'isa ilfis. That's called a regular oven because that's the way aniyim do it, and. And Rashi also called Mais Ilfas came, but I think Rashi means to say is that Kakomara Lefois, that this would be called, this would be considered baking, since this has fire, this is considered baking. This is the way Rashi learns this last Gemara. Tais actually has a different shot in this Gemara, that we're not talking about Ilfas, the one at Tana, Ayin Shom, but Kaponim, Lemaisa, the Taisvis in one side, even still passings like Rabbi Yechonon, they made the Ilfas. But Al Kaponim, like we spoke at earlier, that what's an afkamina? One of the big afkaminas for this is, let's say, donuts. Donuts are baked in liquid, so they're cooked in liquid, so shayla if that's chayav and chala. So it comes out, it's really a chalek is the rash and the Rebbeinu Tam, if by a thick dough do you have this heter of this whole sugi or not. According to the Rebbeinu Tam, by a thick dough you chayav chala anyway. According to the rash, you're not. So in Hilchos Chala we pass like the rash, so you pot the chala. But in Hilchos Arachayim, in Kuf Samaches, the Gabi, the brachas of Hamoitzi, there, he brings down two, or Mezoinis for the same price, they bring down the 2 days there. The Shulchan Aruch, they bring 2 days. One day is that if you have a blila ova and you cook it, that you make a Hamoitzi like a Rebbeinu Tam. And the other sheet is, you make a Mezoinis like the Rash, and the Chava says, Yara Shemayim should be careful to eat the Toicha Suda, because it's of Echaikas. So why do we make Mezoinis on donuts, Lacharitz we're telling like this. Teretz is simple. Even on the tzad that it's pas, since we fry it in oil and it gets a very tasty taste of oil, therefore it has in a pas above a kistin. Pas above a kistin is pas that's chayiv in challah, but it's mezainis anyway, it's not hamaitzi. And therefore, we make a mezonos neku zeh, not a tzad to make a mezonos. You know why? Because it's fried in oil. That makes it into Paschal Kistin, and that's the reason why we make mezonos.